But here's the top 10 NFL quarterbacks going into 2024, according to NFL executives, coaches, and scouts. At number one, there's no debate. There's no question. There's nobody arguing this. It's Patrick Mahomes. This guy's got three rings on his finger. His third baby on the way. And he's looking to three-peat. Pete Alonso couldn't get it done. I bet my money that Patrick Mahomes can get it done with Andy Reid and company. Number two is where I'm kind of like, yo, wait. Number two is Joe Burrow. Now, I get it. He's the highest paid player in the league. I get it. A couple years ago, he went to the Super Bowl and lost. And don't get me wrong. Joe Burrow is Joe Thorough, Joe Shiesty, Joe Cool. He's like that. Like, out of all the quarterbacks that I watch in the NFL, I watch this guy play, and I'm like, this guy's he's ice in his veins. He can stand in there. He can throw it with the best of them. But he was hurt last year, and they got it done with Jake Brown. They got it done without him. He's got a lot to prove this year. He himself said, when you don't play football, people forget about you. And that, you know, he's going to remind people this year. So Joe Burrow could not in any way, shape, or form, in my estimation, be the number two quarterback in the NFL after not playing last year. Josh Allen comes in at number three. Josh Allen is good at basketball. I saw him playing golf over the weekend. He's good at golf. He was shooting the basketball at the basketball hoop, shooting threes on the... This guy's just a freak athlete and a monster at quarterback. And it's on his shoulders this year. I think the Bills take a step back. They lost a few pieces, and they're really looking at Josh Allen like, hey, it's on you, bro. Josh Allen is a turnover machine. Why do we always forget that? Why do we forget that he leads the league in turnovers the last 6 years? Why do we always omit that? Because we like that he stiff arms linebackers and will run through a safety. He can also throw the ball. I'll give him that in the red zone. You're not stopping him. In the red zone, if they get in the red zone, they're going to score with Josh Allen, whether he's throwing it or running it. But now he doesn't have Gabe Davis. Now he doesn't have Steph Diggs. Now there's a bunch of different wide receivers that got to get on the same page with him. And sometimes he's not on the same. I don't know. I can understand Josh Allen at number three. That's fine. But here's where my issue comes in. Two-time MVP, the current reigning MVP of the league, Lamar Jackson is four. They just don't want to give Lamar his respect. And I guess he'll have to get it this year with King Henry in the backfield. They're going to be a problem. The Ravens already were a problem. And their problem was that they abandoned the run in the playoffs, and they ran into a very motivated Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and we had that whole thing with Justin Tucker and that nonsense that went on before the game. They poked the bear, and you know what? The Chiefs came out, lit them up, and that's all they had to do was get up on them early, and then doubt set in, and they abandoned the run, and then you had Zay Flowers losing the game. I mean, Lamar Jackson is one of the best players in the NFL. He is arguably the best player in the NFL outside of Patrick Mahomes. He's a two-time MVP at a young age. You're going to put Joe Burrow ahead of him because Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl a few years ago and Lamar hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl? You're going to put Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson? Josh Allen hasn't won an MVP. He's been a favorite to win the MVP. And what has he done in the playoffs? Number five? Come on. I know his wife goes viral for her podcast and makes them even more seen, but Matthew Stafford is the number five quarterback in this NFL right now? Okay, I'll accept it because he does have a Super Bowl ring. And that's just a measurement that you got to use. Who's won in this NFL? Ain't that many guys. There's a lot of young guys. Matthew Stafford is actually older than we realize. Matthew Stafford's my class. I remember looking at some magazine where I was ranked in like a top 200 quarterbacks in the country, and he was number one coming out of Dallas. I mean, this guy, I don't know if he's the fifth best quarterback in the league, but I'm taking nothing away from him. His arm talent, the way he sees the field, and the fact that he's got Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Kyren Williams in the backfield, and they drafted the kid out of Michigan. They're going to be a problem. They're going to be good. But I don't know if Matthew Stafford is number five. We'll get to the guy that I would have had top five. Next up, number six is Justin Herbert from the Chargers. There's a lot of hype, and there's always been a lot of hype around Justin Herbert. But like he leaves much to be desired for me. He's also a guy that was hurt last year. I don't know exactly what they're going off of. They're going off of his stature. They're going off of potential, not what he's actually done. What has Justin Herbert done in this NFL? Number seven is a guy that I guess they don't want to put him top five because he's only coming off his rookie year. They want to see if he can do it again. But for me, C.J. Stroud is already there. C.J. Stroud is like that. Like C.J. Stroud in the playoffs against the Browns, I'm like, okay, this kid is not phased. He's wise behind, but beyond his years. This guy is here. He's arrived. Aaron Rodgers, some of you might not think, should be where he is, but he's behind C.J. Stroud at eight. And I think that's fair. I think you can't put Aaron Rodgers outside of the top 10 quarterbacks. He does have a ring. He does have multiple MVPs. But what have you done for us lately? Your last season with the Packers, shaky, didn't make the playoffs, and you only played four plays, and we're starting to believe you're more about politics, you're more about conspiracy theories, you're more about ayahuasca, you're more about clicks and just having your name in the media and popping up at UFC fights, Broadway events, Ranger games, Knick games. We got to see it on the field. We got to see it on the field. Aaron Rodgers comes in at the number eight spot for top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. At number nine, a guy that got paid, a guy that when you watch the NFL draft open up, they chanted his name in Detroit. Jared Goff. Jared Goff. He's a number one overall pick. He's been to a Super Bowl, was this close to going to his second Super Bowl. And when I look at the NFC, I don't see too many teams in the NFC that I think have a better roster or a better chance to get to a Super Bowl. Obviously, the Niners will be there again. The Eagles look stacked. I'm looking at the Lions and Jared Goff. Like, if they don't come out looking for revenge from last year and get back to the NFC Championship, eventually maybe the Super Bowl, like, it's this year for them. And Jared Goff, he deserves to be in the conversation. I remember last year putting out a tweet after the first game of the season when Jared Goff went into Arrowhead and beat the reigning champs, the Kansas City Chiefs. I said, is Jared Goff better than Daniel Jones? And people actually were disagreeing. People were actually mad about that. People were Daniel Jones is better than Jared Goff. No, he's not. Never was. No shot. And number 10, I got a real problem with this one. And not because I have faith in the guy, but it's like, man, what does this guy got to do to get his respect? I know what he's got to do to get his respect. He's got to win when it matters. He's got to win when it counts. But man, he's carrying a heavy burden of that star and Jerry Jones and Jerry Jones' entire family and legacy and the curse that is the Dallas Cowboys on his back. At number 10, it's Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is better than that. Dak Prescott was in the MVP conversation. Dak Prescott to me is a top eight, maybe even five quarterback in this NFL. But they're not going to give you that. They're not. Because of what he did against the Packers in that one and done, what he's done year after year in the playoffs, and going back 2 years, people don't forget that he missed four games and led the league in interceptions. Dak Prescott still out for his respect. Well, you know what? Jerry Jones has fumbled his contract completely. A fourth round draft pick should have cost you nothing at this point. Should have cost you nothing, Jerry Jones. You should have so much flexibility with your roster, but you never believed in Dak Prescott yourself. Dak Prescott is going to be a $60 million man a year after this year. He doesn't have to sign anything. They can come to him with an extension. He can play this year out. When he hits free agency, he's getting more money than Kirk Cousins. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're talking NFL football. Now that I've put out the top 10 quarterbacks, just go look it up. It's everywhere. Tell me who they left out. Was somebody snubbed? Daniel Jones snubbed? Jalen Hurts snubbed? I don't know who else they could really say snub. Zach Wilson?